Hi, my name is Tia Givers and I am 15 years old. Today I am here talking about ways to achieve my goals. It's important to have goals in life because you need to get somewhere in life. Goals have a way of giving you a starting point in life so you end up at a destination. I know it's true because people do struggle at times. I was talking with my partner Rakim and my two teachers, Mr. Mandola and Ms. Starks, about some ways that we may struggle.
When is the end of the quarter? How many more days?
We got to February. I don't really know, but I know it's
Friday.
This Friday.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is she right?
Oh.
January 24th.
Right. The quarter was about to end, and my grades is not good.
How many days are left in this week?
Three.
Okay.
Teachers were always bothering me, asking me, "Oh yeah, Tia, you need to make up work. You're not doing good in my class." That will hurt me real bad because I'm looking at other kids and they got good grades and I don't. I needed to prove right there and then.
Why do you think you guys still have so much work to do here in the last week of the quarter after we've been doing this for weeks and weeks?
I think because I've been stuck on one thing. And I ain't been able to get to the other one. Well, to the other. Not saying I wasn't working on my project, but I was. I was stuck on one thing, so, like, I really have a chance.
Does that, are you, be honest now, because we're just being honest. Are you passing most of your classes?
Yes, I am.
Yeah?
Yes.
Should we go?
Now I'm gonna be honest, I only passed some of them.
Maybe we could record us looking at the progress reports. Should we do that?
No. Or better yet, a better
question.
Yeah,
that's, I make that story interesting. Let's do that.
Or are you passing with
just passing.
Okay. And are you satisfied with just passing?
No. I need to approve body's days.
I had a million talk with these teachers and sooner or later they bring up the P word.
What do you think potential? What does the word potential mean to you?
That take what you got now. Like, wait, hold on. How can I put this?
My way of saying potential is when you do the work. But for the last couple of weeks, I haven't been doing it. Because I feel that I'm giving up. And I'm too lazy.
And I think that's because you probably haven't set any real goals. I think you're thinking about just today, but in the long term, if your goal is to get out of high school with pretty good grades, so you can go to a pretty decent school, I think you're just satisfied with just passing.
Before everything is over, I do good. But then after a while, I knew I should have did it before because now it's the consequences.
When you say that you just want to get by, I kind of don't believe you because when you do something and you do a really good job, I see how proud you are and how like happy you are about it. I mean, would you agree that you get excited when you do something that makes you stand out in a good way?
Lately, I have been doing good. Cause I got good on my quizzes and I'm trying to pass most of my classes. But it's just that my test grades is not good and I need to pull it up. I'm not letting nobody else distract me of what I need to do because they not important. I need to focus on me, school, and other things that's important in my life. People can make you change. You got to change for the better. As I look around, I see a lot of kids that's my age or older ready to be something in life. But then as they go on in life, they don't achieve what they want. I think I should be more focused in my work because a lot of people don't get educated like how I am. My thing is that I know how to do the work, but I don't want to do it because I'm lazy. If I work harder, that's how I can stick to my goal and be something in life. People that don't achieve things in life, they either end up dead or in jail. You can bet I'm going to do what I have to do not to end up like that. Radio Beacon is a project by Mr. Mendola's students at Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School. We got support from Adobe Youth Voices in WNYC, New York. Thanks to Hillary Colos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Riverland Williams from WNYC Radio Rookies. Thanks for listening to my radio project. Goodbye.